The Farther Reaches of Human Nature, Part 5, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. This recording was made in 1967 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
Shall we get started? No. This is really kind of a thinking out loud for me, first effort. Please don't expect anything very organized. I'm in the situation of just beginning to pull together scattered thoughts, and in preparation for at the start of a year of trying to apply the principles of humanistic and transhumanistic psychology to problems of learning and teaching and education and everything connected with them. And I have a few notes that I knocked together in the past. I haven't had much chance to look at them, but that's okay, so far as I'm concerned, anyway. Maybe we can work this out together. If you don't mind a man just thinking out loud instead of with a prepared and formal and thought-out address, then that's okay with me. The general thought that various thoughts that I start with are first the critique of education, the educational establishment as we mostly know it and have it, of what might be called, well, there are various ways of approaching this. One thing that I think about here is that, and that certainly needs careful examination, is the fact that in the schools as I have known them, the schools I went to myself, and the schools at the higher level at which I've taught, that education tends to become what you would call a functionally autonomous set of habits which finally become their own justification, their own law, so that frequently the answer to any question, the answer to any effort that you might make at change, as for instance I have at my university, where the tendency is then to run up against a kind of a blank wall of opposition to practically anything that's a change in any direction. And when I've tried to trace these down, you get into this thing that's been called functional autonomy by Gordon Allport, and which is the word that he uses, the phrase that he uses, to indicate something which has become independent of its origins, that something which has now taken on its own life.